Psalm 121, verse 1 reads, "I will lift up my eyes to the hills, from whence comes my help. My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep." Verse 5, "The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth and even forevermore." May God bless the reading of his word. Focusing on verse 5 and 6 as spoken before, we want to reflect on the word of God this morning using the message title, "The Lord is your keeper." The Lord is your keeper. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, God, we thank you. We thank you this morning that we can learn of you and of your word, Lord God. And I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart are acceptable in your sight. I pray, Lord God, that we receive your word and that we are doers of your word, that we know your word, Lord God, at all times, no matter what comes our way, that we remember that you indeed are our keeper. We thank you, God, for being our keeper. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Now, the book of Psalms is really a collection of songs, and most of them were written by King David, but he did not write all of them. And Psalm 121 here is one of 15 psalms known as the Psalms of Ascents. Now, starting with Psalm 120 and then going to Psalm 134, you will notice in your Bible just before verse 1 of each of those 15 psalms that there is a header at the top of each that says a song of ascent. And you should see that here at the top of 121, Psalm 121 here, just before verse 1. I've told you before that Jerusalem sits up high on the mountains and hills in Israel, and Zion was the name of the actual hill on which the city of Jerusalem was built, and so Zion became synonymous with Jerusalem. Going up to Jerusalem and going up to Zion were the same thing. And back in these days, there were three major feasts celebrated on that hill named Zion that was the home to the city of Jerusalem. They were number one, the Feast of Passover, number two, the Feast of Pentecost, and number three, the Feast of Tabernacles. But the devout Jews living in Israel at that time would make pilgrimages to the temple in Jerusalem at least three times each year to celebrate these feasts. And they would sing these songs while traveling along the roads going up to Jerusalem, going up to Zion. And so these are travel songs. These are songs for the road. And yes, they are called Psalms of Ascents, not only because they were people that were going up that steep incline to Zion, to Jerusalem, but also because they were going up to God along the road of life. And so in verse 5 and 6 of Psalm 121, it says here, "The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night." And today we may not be traveling along the physical road up to Jerusalem, to Zion, like these people were back in the day, but if you are saved today, if you are in the body of Christ, if you know that you know who your God is, then you are also traveling along that spiritual road up to Zion, up to Jerusalem, up to the new Jerusalem. As the old song goes, we are marching up to Zion, that beautiful city of God. We are walking along the road of life. And as we walk, it does get difficult along the way. It does get hard along the way. Sometimes we're going to have to cry along the way. But know that as you go, just know that you will reach your destination if you remain faithful. And because the Lord is your keeper. To be kept by God is to be preserved, to be maintained, to be upheld, and God knows how to keep us, knows how to keep us from all hurt, harm, danger, incident, or accident. And when you build your life on God and His Word, you are on solid ground. You have a firm foundation for your life. And it doesn't matter what problem you're dealing with. You can leave it in God's hands and go to sleep at night knowing that He will take care of it. Knowing that He will take care of you. God can and God will, because the Lord is your keeper. We read here that the sun will not harm us by day, nor the moon by night. What that is really saying is that God protects you at all times, both day and night, and everything in between. God is present to help you with every problem in your life. The Lord is your keeper. God watches over every aspect of our lives. He doesn't say that we will never have problems, but He promises to be with us in our problems and to turn our problems to good. Even the gospel and the message of the gospel is about God keeping us from the penalty of eternal death, keeping us with Him for all eternity. And that is why Jesus came and ministered for 3.5 years, because the Lord is your keeper. That's why Jesus had gone from judgment hall to judgment hall, because the Lord is your keeper. That's why He went to Calvary, because the Lord is your keeper. That's why He died on the cross and was buried in Joseph's tomb and rose with all power in heaven and earth, because the Lord is your keeper. God Himself said in Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope." So I want to remind someone today that God is for us, and if God be for us, who can be against us? And so I just want to conclude this brief message this morning by reminding someone to be encouraged. The Lord is keeping you. The Lord is your keeper. I read this poem written 5 years ago by a woman who had to have surgery to remove a brain tumor. And because of the surgery, she now has a large scar running across her scalp. And so shortly after her surgery, she wrote this poem 5 years ago called "Every Scar Has a Story." And it goes, "Every scar has a story. What will mine tell? What will come of this when I'm better and when I am well? I want my scar to tell of how I overcome, of how I made it through, of where I have come from. I want my scar to whisper about the pain I faced, about this very hard time, about the marathon I raced. But I mostly want my scar to speak of something greater. I want it to shout about my living Creator. Let my scar be evidence that there is a loving Lord who fought my scary battles and on whose wings I soared. Let my scar proclaim that all things work for good, that by myself I couldn't, but with my God I could. Let them take a look. Let them peek and see. My scar shows God is great. It points to Him, not me." So as we leave this call and not God's presence, just remember that we all have scars, but we made it through. We have pressed ahead. And God was with you the whole time, because He is your keeper. And if God did it before, He can do it again and again and again, because the Lord is your keeper. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9, that no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love Him. The Lord is keeping you so that He can do things for you and through you. The Lord God is keeping you so He can take you someplace. What God has done and is doing is not the limit of God's plan for you. He wants to accomplish something in your life. As it was said, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, nor mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love him. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord God in this passage this morning is reminding us that even though there may be a pandemic, even though that there may be these days of challenge, that he is your keeper. So trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he will direct your paths. May the Lord God bless you and keep you. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, O God, we thank you for this day. God, we thank you for you being our keeper. God, we thank you, Lord, for who you are and how you've loved us so. And God, you have brought us such a mighty long ways, and God, we know that you are taking us someplace. And you have said in your word, Lord God, that the road may not be easy, but you have said in your word that you will be with us and that we will reach our final destination. That if we are faithful, Lord God, you will be with us. So help those of us that are on this call this morning, Lord God, remember to hold to your unchanging hand. Help everyone, Lord God, that is on this call to remember that you are our keeper. And help us all, Lord God, to be lights in the midst of darkness, to encourage someone who is lost right now, who is burdened in mind and in spirit right now. Help them, help us to help them to see you as their keeper, because you are our keeper. So God, we thank you for your word and for the power of your word. Help us, Lord God, as we leave this call and not your presence, to remember that you are our keeper. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Mm-hmm.